Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Ananta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We were talking about this before when you first arrived. Well, you actually arrived at the Canary Islands, did you not, for a cruise? So we're going to talk a little bit about what a popular spot the Canary Islands is for cruisers.
It is. And every beginning of the year in North America, we have what's called wave season. So that's when the cruise lines sharpen their pencils and they create, you know, competitive pricing offers, amenities, add-ons to what a cruise could mean to a client, whether it's excursions, Wi-Fi, and so on. And I thought it would be interesting to share with you that on any given day in the Canaries, you're going to see multiple cruise ships in port. And it's just proof of how popular the destination is with cruise lines and travelers alike. And so we came on Regent Seven Seas, and we went for one day. We went to where I'm at right now, Lanzarote. And then we also went as the second day to Tenerife. Two different landscapes, different flavors of the beautiful archipelago that this is. And also, though, not just Regent comes here, Celebrity comes here, Royal Caribbean, Cunard, Holland America. So a lot of names that our listeners will recognize and probably travel on, right? And interestingly enough, a lot of cruise lines that are more popular from Europe, like European cruise line, like Costa, Fred Olsen, German cruise lines as well. So you get to see other ships that you may not see in your usual sailings. And then so you're kind of thinking that, you know, Canary Islands is just another beach spot, but it really isn't. We've talked about how genuinely exotic it can be with its volcanic landscapes, the forest, the ruggedness of the coastlines and the beaches. And again, it's all wrapped in year round mild weather. So it's nice to come here. Not to say that sometimes you have to bundle up, but it's nice to be here.
It's all relative, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And you know, it's a little, it's quite, different in a way. It kind of has a wilder feel because of all that, what we just, shared with you, but also because it's still got like great historic towns and the port cities are fun and it's got good food as well. So interesting to be here. And, you know, when you're here, coming to the islands are pretty interesting in the fact that the distances between the ports are short. So the sea conditions are generally friendly and they include stops in, it could include stops in like Spain, Portugal, Madeira, or North Africa. You can come here on a repositioning cruise from Fort Lauderdale, or like me, I came from Barcelona. When I, you know, I flew to Barcelona, then started my cruise, but you also can come from Lisbon or Southampton or Rome. So it makes it a fun European getaway as well. And, so, you know, we talked about the different ships and so like for Regent, that's luxury all inclusive. They include the shore excursions, fine dining. Celebrity, it's pretty contemporary luxury, great service and enrichment. Royal Caribbean, big ship, lots of onboard energy and activities, right? And, like Holland America, they're destination focused. Got good cultural programming and you worked on them. So you kind of know that, right? So, you know, when you think about it, we, you know, you can island hop. So we talked about Tenerife and that's probably a favorite first stop for many of the cruisers. You dock near Santa Cruz de Tenerife and you can instantly feel the energy. You know, the city has great plaza, cafe lined streets, it's all worth exploring on foot. And then outside the city, like I took an excursion, we went to Spain's tallest peak and it's kind of surreal because I even say, we talked about like it's snow capped at times, but then you could be at the bottom of the, like the island and look up, see it, and you're on a beach. So yeah, it's really quite neat. And then you can stroll through like UNESCO listed towns like La Laguna, great for history lovers. So Tenerife is good with regards to that. And then you have Lanzarote. And there's an artist, architect called Cesar Manique. And he, because of him, it really, the island blends a lot of nature and design, and the capital city is walkable, lively. It's got lots of cafes and galleries. And then we also took a short excursion with our cruise line, and we went to the volcanic park, and it's really interesting. I would, even if you are staying here on a land-based holiday, I would go to this volcanic park on a tour, because the lineups are incredible if you go on an individual basis, like in your own car. Mm-hmm. And then you have to wait before you even get in. And then even looking at the park in general, you then have to board a bus to drive through the different landscapes. You can't go on an individual basis driving through. So it's very controlled. But man, you do not want to be caught in the lineup to get in. And I think that some of the residents get quite annoyed because they're trying to get to work, right? And here we are. Right. Yes, here we are. And then there's an island called La Palma, and it's actually known as La Isla Bonita. And it's very green, very dramatic, very intimate. And it has actually had volcanic activity in the recent years, but it's very open, very welcoming. The capital, Santa Cruz de La Palma, it just oozes charm with the historic architecture and the volcanic stone churches. And it's funny, like, you know, there's a lot of rock, right? Because that's what the island's based at. You pick up the rock, it's actually quite heavy. So it's not like, don't be packing it and taking it home with you, showing your grandkids, this is what grandma saw. Like, don't do that. There's some little islands, like El Hierro, and I'm going to say it wrong, so I apologize. Mm-hmm. It's a UNESCO biosphere reserve. So it's known for very dramatic sea cliffs. The landscapes are very carved by the wind that's here and the serenity. And then there's La Glacio, that has no paved roads, and, with just white sand, volcanic hills, and just a real sense of escape. So it'd be kind of neat to see those islands too, because it's just really off the beaten track. Mm-hmm. And as we talked, like, you know, when you come here, it's a very nice climate year round. So you're going to enjoy that. The rain is limited. Like, really, like, I haven't been in a downpour, more spitting than anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us as North Americans, is we're escaping the snow and the cold. So it feels like a good balance here. We like it. And then, what should you pack? I think light layers. Daytime is usually warm, and when the sun is out, it's lovely. Do expect a wind. I think the area we're in is called Breezy Tikizi, and it is breezy. And, you know, for the evenings, it can get a little cooler. So light sweater, comfortable walking shoes, and really high quality sun protection, because the Atlantic sun can be strong. You don't think so, especially people who think that, oh, it's cloudy, you're not going to get any UV. You're going to get UV. That's what I think anyway. These are my thoughts. And then if you're planning nature hikes in a volcanic park, a light rain jacket is probably a smart idea. As far as, you know, a fun time to be here, if your cruise lines up with late February to early March, you're in for carnival season.
Oh,
especially,
yeah.
Right? Especially spectacular in Tenerife. And the celebrations rival like Rio in scale and in spirit. And then you get to know a little bit more about the first inhabitants. And that adds a depth to your visits. Across the island, because you should, I always think you should know where you're going and why it's so nice and why it was created to the point where you get to enjoy it. And on port days, you know, get up for the sunrise. Like, it's pretty neat, because I have to say, the first morning I was here, I opened my window in my bedroom, and there was a celebrity cruise ship cruising into port. So like, oh, that was kind of cool. And then, so it watching from the ship cruise into a Canary Island port, you see the volcanic peaks kind of rising from the sea in the morning light. It's kind of it's worthy of an early alarm. So get up and do it. Yeah.
But there's lots of different activities for people to do, taking a cruise to the Canary Islands, lots of different itineraries to choose from too, it sounds like. And I think we kind of forget there's lots of European cruise lines that we in North America don't really, well, you can, yeah, I suppose if you really wanted to, you could book a cruise there, but we don't have this same kind of access to as we do to the other cruise lines, like Celebrity Princess, Royal Caribbean, those types of cruise lines, right?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, the world's a big place, and it depends too. Like maybe you're doing a long stay here and then you do go on one of those European cruise ships. So it's a different experience as well. But it's also, you know, I've heard people go on cruise ships that are based out of Europe, Germany, and so on. It's a different mentality to like North Americans being on a ship versus Europeans, like the queuing system.
The cultural differences certainly stand out.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. So you do have to be prepared for that because, you know, Canadians and North Americans in general are polite. They recognize queuing and lining up and, you know, this and that. And sometimes it's not always the same in other cultures.
I would be curious to know, because you mentioned a lot of volcanic landscaping around the Canary Islands. What color is the sand on the beaches?
That's a good question. So you see black sand beaches and you see golden sand beaches. And the golden sand beaches is fine. Like it's amazing how it's soft and very cushy. And then the black sand beaches are pebbly. Like if you've ever been to Iceland, those are that's what it reminds me of. Those like pebbly and such. And just the force of the wind and, the waves crashing into the landscape carves the landscape out in really unique and interesting ways. And I think that's part of the charm too, is seeing that different landscape. Yeah, it's quite amazing.
The reason why I ask is I've been, if anybody has been to Costa Rica or some of the Central American countries that are the border of the ocean, depending on where you are, you will see black sand beaches in those areas too. And it's just different. It's so different from, you know, the white sand beaches or the gold sand beaches.
Yeah, it's quite lovely. And, you know, today when we're out for a walk, once the sun's out there, people just go and enjoy the sun. Like, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a little cool, the sun's out. And honestly, wear sunblock. It's a strong sun.
Well, good advice, good tips. If people want to take a cruise to the Canary Islands, of course, this is the time to book one during wave season. Lots of different incentives, different types of savings. So contact your favorite travel agent, right?
That's right. Here I am.
And she is Onanta Forbes. She's a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. And her website is onantaforbes.com. Always fun to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good week.